I mentioned that the courts are beginning to percolate these decisions that are striking down portions of the precedents that have, some would say, required, but certainly enabled race-based districting. Yeah. There was a recent decision in 2023 that struck down this concept of coalition districts, but left alive what is now being going to be considered by the Supreme Court a sort of majority-minority district. But you have to have a single minority that composes a majority of that district. I know that's a lot, but this is a very convoluted area of the law. So we took a look at Texas, and we found that four of their districts in Texas are comprised of these so-called coalition districts. In other words, to get to a special minority district, you have to add together multiple minorities or count on a certain percentage of a crossover white vote. And this is too complex, too weird, and too inconsistent with equal protection. And so we wrote to Texas telling them that even though that law had been struck down a couple of years ago, their districts are now not in compliance with the federal voting rights laws, and so they needed to take action to fix them. That is what triggered the Texas legislature and the Texas governor to call the legislature into session to put new maps together. And that is what caused all these Democrats to spitefully flee the jurisdiction to avoid there being a quorum. And so I think this is very interesting. You can see that from the extreme reaction of certain people that they are very concerned. And you've seen members of Congress come out, and you've seen Governor Gavin Newsom from my former state of California come out and troll governors of other states over this, that this is an existential threat to the seats that have been gerrymandered for minority congressional candidates who get in there and then keep them for years. And some of these districts stretch 200 miles and they go around multiple counties and they cross bodies of water and they violate concepts in the voting rights laws that have to do with compactness of districts, contiguity of districts, and respect for political subdivisions. For example, the types of lines that are drawn for state legislative districts. These congressional monster districts that look like snakes, and they're really quite ridiculous. And so the Supreme Court is actually going to be taking up this issue in one step further than the analysis I did for that letter. And so really a lot is at stake here in this voting rights area.
It's huge. Yeah.